shelves heaped with old files crowded in on three sides. Kurt put his microscope on the little desk and plugged its light source into the closet's one outlet. Sandy, meanwhile, was setting up Huddy Royer's video cam on its sticks. In the video of that peculiar postmortem, one can sometimes see a hand reach into the picture, holding out whatever instrument Kurt has called for. It's Sandy Dearborn's hand. And one can hear the sound of vomiting at the end of the tape, loud and clear. That is also Sandy Dearborn. "Let's see the leaves first," Kurt said, snapping on a pair of surgical gloves. Tony had a bunch of them in a small evidence bag. He handed it over. Kurt opened it, took out the remains of the leaves with a small pair of tongs. There was no way to get just one. By now they were all semi-transparent and stuck together like clumps of saran wrap. They were seeping little trickles of fluid. And the men could smell their aroma, that uneasy mix of cabbage and peppermint, immediately. It was not nice, but it was a long way from unbearable. Unbearable was at that point still 10 minutes in the future. Sandy used the zoom in order to get a good image of Kurt separating a fragment of the mass from the whole, using the pincers deftly. He treated himself to a lot of practice over the last few weeks, and here was the payoff. He transferred the fragment directly to the stage of the microscope, not attempting to make a slide. Phil Candleton's leaves were just the coming attractions reel. Curtis wanted to get to the feature presentation as soon as possible. He bent over the twin eyepieces for a good long time, nevertheless, then beckoned Tony for a look. "What are the black things that look like threads?" Tony asked after several seconds of study. His voice was slightly muffled by his pink mask. "I don't know," Kurt said. "Sandy, give me that gadget that looks like a Viewmaster. It has a couple of cords wrapped around it and Property HU Biology Department dymo-taped on the side." Sandy passed it to him over the top of the video cam, which was pretty much blocking the doorway. Kurt plugged one of the cords into the wall and the other one into the base of the microscope. He checked something, nodded, and pushed a button on the side of the Viewmaster thing 3 times, presumably taking pictures of the leaf fragments on the microscope stage.